Among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Monday, brand new week. And I am so honored to have the new chairman, he's actually the old chairman reelected, of the Clark County Republican Party, Dave Sajak, who joins us in studio. Mr. Chairman, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. It's always great to be here.
Let me just ask you, you got your entire slate in. Now, normally there's at least one, maybe two that doesn't make it, but you got them all in. How did you do it?
They're excellent candidates. Everyone is just an outstanding star in their own right.
I want to ask you, we've been asking the question of a lot of people around the state, since the 2018 midterms. Things just didn't go well. We lost seats. We lost control. We lost everything. And now the question is, how do we regain the state of Nevada? How do we make Nevada red again in the 2020 reelect? And I guess my question to you is, okay, you've got a full term. What's the roadmap here that we're looking at?
The roadmap is a lot of hard work, and it starts on the ground game, and that's what we're working extremely hard on, is precinct captain, ground game, turning out the folks. We just opened our new office at 4923 Alta Drive. We have Blake is going to be working on our precinct captain program with Carl.
And that's Blake Gwynn?
Blake Gwynn, yep.
Okay.
And we have about 150 to 200 precinct captains now. We're going to do a big push to get to 1,000. It's a lofty goal, but we're going to do our best to get there by the time President Trump's up and out running. And it's going to be a ground game. So
explain what precinct captains because that's something that I've known, but more from Democrats than from Republicans. Can you explain what that is, that whole concept?
Sure, absolutely. It's someone in each neighborhood to reach out to the voters in the neighborhood. A typical precinct is 400 to 500 voters. We're going to make booklets. We're going to hand them out. We're going to have coffee clutches. We're going to touch and do the best we can to touch every single Republican in the county. And we're going to have meetings one-on-one and let them know what our part, you know, what our position is and how to move forward and why President Trump and the Republican slate is the best for the state of Nevada.
I want to ask you, because a lot of people point to the voter reg issue that Democrats just out-register us, and thus we're going into almost every election on the negative side of registration. And my question is, what can we do about that? And is that something the state party does, the local county parties do, or is it everybody?
Everybody does it. But there's a lot of independence. There's a tremendous amount of independence. In the independence, we have to break our way and explain why we have a better vision. I don't think any of the independents want all the issues. And Nevada has been great, and there's been tons of opportunities here because of the freedom that businesses have to come here and grow. And the Democratic policies stifle the heck out of business and growth. So if they stifle that, they're going to stifle the growth. And I don't think people want that. They want the wage growth. They see what President Trump's done for them the last 2.5 years. Their wages are up dramatically. Unemployment has plummeted. Lowest unemployment rate for blacks and Latinos and women and every group. So that's fantastic. We don't want to go back to the way it was under Obama. And Nevada is heading down that road. California's awful. Have you driven down downtown L.A.? It's disgraceful.
It's like a third world country.
It's unbelievable. You can't believe
needles
that you're
in the street, defecating in the street. I'm amazed more people aren't leaving, aren't evacuating, aren't becoming refugees from the People's Republic of California because it's awful.
I watched a special on TV 2 days ago that was talking about the California beaches are so polluted because of the defecation that are going right into the sewer systems now, that the people can't enjoy the beaches in California anymore. And the fecal matter in the water in L.A. and San Diego now is at such a high level that people shouldn't be swimming. Think of that. It's disgusting.
Ugh.
So you're taking these multi-million-dollar homes on the beachfront, and now you've made the whole place a cesspool, which is a gorgeous, gorgeous country because of their policies?
Doesn't make sense. Dave St. Jack joining us. He is the Clark County Republican Party chair. He is recently reelected to a full term with his own slate of officers. Talk a little bit about some of your officers and some of your folks that are going to be helping you over the course of next year or two.
Well, we've got Linda Cannon as vice chair. She's absolutely outstanding and an incredible, hardworking lady, and I'm so fortunate to have her. We've got Lynn Armenino, who comes from the Republican Women's Clubs and just meticulous, just detail-oriented person that's really going to help that. We've got Bill Stearin, who's a CPA and a very well-respected CPA, so he's going to be treasurer. We got Tiffany Fung as political director, who worked for the state. We've got Blake Gwynn, who's Kenny Gwynn's grandson, has politics in his blood and just lives and breathes for that, and he's helping with our ground game. And then we have Sherman Ray, who's just an outstanding.
I love Sherman. I love
Sherman.
Guy
is fantastic,
and I love his coffee too.
Yep, absolutely. He's got a great coffee shop over on Fort Apache in Sahara, and he's got so many ideas to move us forward. It's absolutely fantastic. So every day he sends me a new idea that's just absolutely incredible. So you're going to see the Republican Party everywhere.
I want to. I've got. And are there more?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. I've got to ask you because one, and we'll do it after the break. One of the issues that has come up over the course of the last couple of years is the state of Nevada, is the Clark County Republican Party, are these entities, the women's clubs, all of these, are they willing to work together and all in the same direction? We're going to talk about that. There has been a rift. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that between the state party and the county parties across the state of Nevada. How do we fix it? Can we go forward without fixing it? We'll get to that more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Pat St. Jack joining us, the chair of the – oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that? I knew I would say that. Dave St. Jack joining us. He is the chair of the Clark County Republican Party. As we continue live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your statewide program of record. We are live and local now. Good to have you with us. Dave St. Jack joining us, Clark County Republican Party chairman, joining us in studio. And we've been talking about this on this radio program statewide since the day after the midterms, and that in order for us to take back the assembly, the Senate, constitutional offices other than Secretary of State, that we're going to have to do this united. But we don't have a united party in the state of Nevada. We've got state elections coming up on September 7th in Winnemucca. You, Dave, have been at odds with the chairman of the state party, Michael McDonald. I thought we had a chance for detente. And in fact, we offered both of you the opportunity to come in studio. I think Michael McDonald was prepared to endorse your candidacy. It did not happen. Was it something you didn't want to do, he didn't want to do, or was it just not in the cards?
Michael endorsed our candidacy in our slate, and we're working well together. I haven't broken the detente. I've been to all the state meetings except one. We're working together. We have common goals of electing Republicans.
Let me ask you, can we do this if we're not absolutely united? And again, I get this from rank and file Republicans, and they love the state chairman. They hate the state chairman, somewhere in between. But everybody seems to have an opinion on it. Can we do this without unity, though?
Well, no one's ever going to be 100% unified because people have differences of opinions how to do things. Republicans are a tough group to work because we're extremely independent. A lot of us are businessmen. We're used to doing our own thing. And, you know, it's tough to bring a group of Republicans together, frankly. Everybody has their own ideas and everybody's, you know, used to running their own businesses. So, you know, Republican group's a tough group to govern.
Are you supporting Michael McDonald's bid for re-election? He'll be running on September 7th.
I'm neutral at this particular point, Kevin.
You're Switzerland.
I'm Switzerland right now.
Let me just ask you, and this goes back to something we talked about, but I want to flesh this out. The whole idea of overcoming a decided advantage by the Democrats across the state in registration, how do we do that? Is it a matter of we have to count on independents to vote our way? Or are there enough Republicans in the state of Nevada that if we get them registered, we can at least mitigate that advantage that the Dems seem to have right now?
Well, that's a great question. And we first have to reach out to the minor party candidates or minor parties, Independent American particularly. They have a lot of voters. And we have to reach out to the independents. They are a huge, huge block of voters, and at least get them to split 60-40 our way. And if we can make some inroads into those two groups, we're doing a very strong outreach to the Latino community. So if we can pick up 4 or 5% in the Latino community, that's our path to victory. And then we got to get the turnout. We've got to get our turnout up 10%.
How do you go about doing that? Now, I know Democrats, you know, they send a car for somebody that needs to go to the polls. They got drivers. They got all kinds of. How do we go about doing that as far as get out the vote? And is that a product of just shoe leather, these precinct captains literally driving folks to the polls? How do we go about doing that?
All of the above. The ground game is the first and the most important thing because that drives turnout. And we have to do a better job of getting our list together. We have to do a better job of monitoring our neighborhoods to see who's voted and who hasn't voted, get them rides, absentee ballots, anything we can. And we have to do a better job, which we are, of messaging. I mean, for the first time in 6-7 years, the Republican Party has a communications director and a whole team now. We get a Twitter account. We've got all kinds of infrastructure now that we haven't had in the past. So we're doing press releases. We're doing position papers. We're doing everything to get the message out and to tell people what our vision is about. And we're talking about solutions and vision. The other side's talking about what? Air? Fighting? Viciousness? Being nasty?
Race.
Okay, dividing us. We're not talking about dividing us. We're talking about bringing everybody in. We had Candace Owens here last week or the week before, okay? You know, she's explaining what it's about. They're about dividing us. We're about bringing us together.
You know, I've always believed, and we do it on this program, that when we have sponsors and clients and things like that, that it's about super serving. And it's about making, in the case of politics, your guys' job is to make our lives better.
Absolutely.
The people that are running for office If they don't get into office and they don't enhance my life, then they've failed. And I guess my question is, that brings us maybe to one of the most important parts of this equation, and that is, how do we better vet candidates? And how do we, as a party, not trip all over ourselves with 7 or 8 candidates in one given primary? It's just political suicide.
Absolutely. I really think we have to chat with people, and people have to be more realistic about their ability and pick a position to run to start out. You've got to get some experience in the game. You don't start at the top. It's nice for the notoriety. It's nice for some folks' egos. I guess it costs you $150, $200 to get in. You get to go around saying, I'm running for Congress. But, you know, do you really have a chance? I mean, you know, it takes millions of dollars to run for a congressional seat. Maybe you should run for council or some other position first so you understand government and you understand how it works. So, and build a following and work your way up the ladder a little bit, too, because it's, unless you're Donald Trump, it's tough to start at the top.
I was going to ask you, though, Harry Reid made a career out of telling would-be candidates, this is not your time, this is this other person's time. In 3 years, we might have something for you. Can the Republican Party model that kind of behavior?
I would hope that we would have some influences to help people pick a position and be realistic and work together.
Because
we can't have the division. And we've got to be more united going forward if we're going to have any chance at taking back the Assembly and the Senate.
I want to ask you, when you look at somebody comes to you and says, Dave, I really want to run for such and such an office. What are the things you look for? You look for a bankroll? You look for what?
I look for drive. I look for the fire. I look them in the eyes and see how committed they really are. And if they have the fire, because they're going to take a lot of grief. And it's tough out there, and it's lonely. And I want to see if they really have the commitment to do it or if they're doing it for ego.
I know that there have been a couple. The state has done one. Chuck Muth does a kind of a boot camp for candidates and activists and things like that. I guess, and the RNC is doing its own, which I think is just amazing. Their campaign school or their boot camp, if you will. What are the things you talk about drive, but does somebody have to be rich to run for office?
Absolutely not. Money follows good people. And it isn't all about money. You got to have some money, but you don't have to have a ton of money. Donald Trump showed that. What did Hillary outspend him?
$1.2 billion to $600 million.
Right. So Hillary outspent him 3-1, basically. And it's about being smart. You can be smart and get your message out. You can use social media. There's a lot of other things you can do that aren't anywhere near as expensive.
That is incredible. Can you stick around with us?
Absolutely.
More from Dave St. Jack. He is the newly reelected chair of the Clark County Republican Party. For those of you outstate that are listening in Battle Mountain, in Reno, in Lake Tahoe, the reason we're talking about this is 70% of the electorate is in Clark County, believe it or not. Unbelievable, but it's true. We'll talk more about the road ahead for the Clark County Republican Party, for the state as a whole. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no Senator Sarsa.
It ain't me. It ain't me.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. You know, for years I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of real water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Well, Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, your juice. To learn more, go right now to KevinWallRadio.com. That's my website. That's KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go. Dave St. Jack joining us. He is the newly reelected chair of the Clark County Republican Party, and he joins us, of course, the 2016 or the 2020 elections loom ahead, and we're talking about kind of the marching orders for 2020. The Democrats have a unique thing going on. They've got like 25 presidential wannabes. They've had they had in Miami this two nights of 10 each. Four or five guys have to like sit on the sidelines, which I find. Tom Steyer has to sit on the sidelines. And this is a billionaire guy that can buy all these other people out. Tomorrow, we've got the first of two nights of debates. Your thoughts on what to expect tomorrow and Wednesday.
I love it. It's the best thing in the world for me, for us, for the Republican Party. It just shows that they don't have any real vision and they don't have any answers, and all they do is want to give everything away to everybody. I mean, who doesn't that appeal to? Well, hey, you don't, no one has to pay for it. Nobody has to work and just hang around and have fun and take our money.
Is there anybody that you look at and you say, oh, now, wait a minute, there's somebody to watch, somebody that may be a 2% or a 5% or now that needs to eventually be a 30%er?
Not in my opinion.
Anybody that scares you?
No.
I mean, Biden beats Trump in a lot of these head-on-head races.
Fake. In my opinion, it's all fake. It's all manufactured, just like it was the last time. I can't see Biden going against Donald Trump, President Trump, and winning it in any matrix. It's been manipulated just like it was manipulated last time, in my opinion. So
I want to ask you about the weekend tweets about Baltimore and Elijah Cummings' 7th Maryland district, and how essentially he trashed, the president trashed the 7th congressional district as being rat-infested. No human being would want to live there. And the president's taken a lot of heat from that. Do you wish the president would tweet a little bit less?
It's an interesting statement. Have you driven it? Have you been through Baltimore?
I haven't been there in 10 years.
I was there a number of times. Candace Owens had an interesting statistic. Three-quarters of the men in school, boys in school there, can't read or write, aren't proficient. So nobody's talking about the issues of what's going on in any of the inner cities. And she likened it to the new modern-day plantation. So these are terrible, terrible areas, and nobody's dealing with actually what's going on there.
So, well, it's weird that if Candace Owens can say that, and Dinesh D'Souza, he's been mm-hmm. one that has said that as well, that our inner cities are becoming essentially the new plantation.
Right.
If they can say it, but the president says it, and all of a sudden it's racist and it's horrible and it's terrible, if it's true, I mean, if it's true, then what's the problem?
Nobody wants it pointed out, so they've got to deflect from it. So I did a ton of work in Buffalo, New York, which is the second poorest city in the country, to try to renovate the inner cities. So I've been there. I lived in Buffalo. I know what it's like, and it hasn't changed. And one of my good friends got on the school board to try and help and got kicked off by Governor Cuomo.
No.
Oh, yeah, because he uncovered $400, $500 million in fraud and waste and got people indicted.
So tell me what happens. We go through this whole two days of debates. In September, it looks like it's going to be one night of a debate. They're going to limit the candidates. Any idea who's going to still be left?
None. Whoever gives away the most.
I mean, Biden, it looks like, is leading with 33 points, the latest morning consult poll. We got Bernie at about 15%, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris. Those are the guys that right now look like they're still going to be around. But you're for just putting your feet up and just watching the carnage and
just watch the circus.
it is kind of a clown show.
I'm sorry. It's so far from my being that I just can't even understand or fathom how that's appealing to anyone. I don't get it at all. It's not about American values. It's not about personal responsibility. You know, it's not about even JFK. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. JFK would have no place in the modern day Democratic Party. They have left everybody behind, in my opinion, except people that want handouts.
If all politics is local, let's talk some local politics.
Absolutely.
Races that you're going to be zeroing in on. Democrats that are either termed out or in some way they're not going to be running, or you think they're beatable. Let's talk about the assembly, because that's where I think the battle probably is going to be.
We're going through the different districts. We're not giving anybody a pass, Kevin. We're going to have somebody for everybody. Now, some of the races are going to be more competitive than others. I understand that, and we'll put more resources by them. But nobody's getting a pass on my watch.
I want to ask you about your next big events. Everybody's still talking about your Lincoln Day dinner, which was absolutely incredible. What's coming up?
Well, right now, we just have our grand opening, August 10th. And we're going to also couple that with a back-to-school school supply drive. So that's going to be August 10th at 4923 Alta Drive. The time will be announced. That's by Alta and Decatur. And we're going to try to raise some school supplies and give them to some of the schools that, you know, need them, and the children that need them for schools, and help them.
I love that idea. And by the way,
another one of Sherman Ray's, you know, great ideas in the community relations.
And explain to it for those that don't know. And Sherman Ray ran for office, but he also is a small business person.
Correct.
Talk a little bit about who Sherman Ray is.
Sherman Ray is just a dynamic, really individual, just a brilliant guy. He has every day he comes up with two or three ideas on how to promote us and how to help the community. And we're going to implement as many of his ideas as we can. You know, to do outreach for the Republican Party and to do outreach for the community. So we're going to take a little bit different direction, and we're going to work on Republican values, and we're going to work on helping the community at the same time. So, yeah, Sherman has a small business, Avery's Coffee Shop. It's in the
really
plaza.
Cool little place.
Yep, it's a great place on Sahara and Fort Apache. So,
gotta love that. Mm-hmm. Final couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. Tell me what the issues, the top two or three issues are going to be in taking back the assembly, in beginning the process of getting the governorship back. Tell me what the issues that you think Clark County voters are going to be zeroing in 2020.
Well, we have an issue still with the schools. They're in tremendous disarray. I had the opportunity to meet the new superintendent. He is a sharp guy and a straight shooter, and I like his initiatives and effort. I think he'll do a good job. He needs some help. Obviously, he's like President Trump meeting with a lot of resistance and trying to change the culture and things that are going on. But the issues are still our schools. Our issues are still crime and safety issues, jobs, housing, you know, typical kinds of things that Republicans identify with. We want safe streets. We want good jobs. You know, we want our kids to be able to go to good schools and do well.
You think it's doable? You think we can make inroads in 2020?
I know we're going to make inroads in 2020.
I love that. I love that optimism. Dave, always good. If folks want to reach out to the Republican Party of Clark County, how do they do it?
ClarkCounty.org. We have our website up. We're redoing that right now.
So it's going to be a new look to the website.
New look. We've got we even have a text messaging system now. So we just implemented that, or we're in the process of implementing that last week and this week, where we'll be texting events out. You know, we're going to be much more communicative with our folks, promoting it. As I said, you know, we've got Twitter up, Facebook's up. We've got 3,500 likes on Facebook. You know, 6 months ago we had 500. So we've done a ton of outreach. We're building everything. There wasn't a lot of infrastructure when I took over. So a lot of people pitched in to help, and a lot of people are volunteering every day. We get 3-4 calls a day now of people to volunteer. So we're, you know, now that we're over 800 members, or close to 800 members, the momentum is there.
Dave, it's going to be fun watching you with a full term. And watching the 2020 reelect, I hope we're going to be united. I hope we're going to make make the state of Nevada red again. Really, really red. Thanks so much for coming by. I appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you having me on here, and I appreciate you always being fair to the Republican Party.
Dave St. Jack joining us in studio right here, live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battleborn Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal too. It's live and local now. Jeff Gillen from News 3 is in shooting a whole bunch of stuff that'll be on the news tonight on News 3 here in Las Vegas. And they asked me about the debates coming up. And I'm going to tell you something. I think the debates are going to be fascinating because you know what it is? It's going to be loser goes home. There are going to be 20 candidates on the stage over the next two nights. But I'm going to tell you something. A lot of these people you're going to see tomorrow night and Wednesday night, they're not going to be there in September because they're only going to get, they're going to go down to one, just one forum per month. And it's going to be 10 candidates. So 25 candidates is going to essentially become 10 candidates. I mean, you've got all the, I don't know if you've seen all these morning consult polls. Have you seen them? And it shows a lot of these people are down in the 1 to 2% and even less percentage group. That's what's going to happen over the course of the next two nights. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, it's going to be loser goes home. And that's why I think you're going to see essentially Hail Marys. You're going to see candidates throwing rocks at people like Biden and Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, you know, the top tier, so to speak. That you're going to see a lot of brickbats being thrown around. This is going to be desperation time, Hail Mary time. That you're going to see a lot of these people, because there is no tomorrow. I mean, now, hey, if they want to run again in 4 years, they're welcome to do so. A guy that's not on the stage, who probably should be on the stage because he's got billions of dollars, is Tom Steyer. He has his own organization that is motivating young voters. But the fact is, we're in a position now. I mean, to be honest with you, we're in a position now where of the 25 candidates, 20 will be in Detroit over the next two nights. But of the 25, only 10 will remain for the next debates. And I'm not sure. Don't ask me if I think it's fair. I don't know. I want to bring you a story, and I want to commend the RJ, the Las Vegas Review-Journal. They did an amazing piece last Friday, and it revealed that nearly 300 repeat felons, did I say that right? Nearly 200, excuse me, repeat felons in Nevada prisons are undocumented immigrants. Did you know that? Those are the people that are out there, that are walking the streets of Ely, of Carson, of Hawthorne, of Las Vegas. Those are the people. Now let's talk a little bit about impeachment. We've got Dina Titus now has come out for impeachment. But here's the problem. She's one of only 100 members of the House of Representatives. Remember, 218 is a majority. They're not even close. And to be blatantly honest, they essentially did their thing with the Robert Mueller hearings, and nothing happened. It was a nothing burger. There is no groundswell. I'm sorry, Jerry Nadler, there is no groundswell. You've got 100 members of Congress out of 435 members of the House. You've got 100 members that are calling for impeachment, or at least impeachment hearings. That is a long way from getting to 218. It's a long ways from getting any a groundswell. I'm just going to tell you, that what we're looking at now, and even the Democrats are telling us this, even the Democrats are saying if we don't get this impeachment ball rolling by September, then all bets are off. And the reason for that is it will be an election year, and you can't do impeachment during an election year. It just won't fly. It will hurt the Democrats immeasurably, because all Trump has to do is go out and say, hey, where is the work that the House is doing on infrastructure, on drug prices, on health care reform, all of those issues that the American people want, but that Democrats aren't delivering in the House? They're obsessed. They're obsessed with impeachment. They are becoming the impeachment party. And it's sad. It's sad that's what it becomes. But it's true. The Democrats have become the impeachment party. For all intents and purposes, that's their mission. That is their mission statement. Coming up, very excited, Jim Marchant will join us. Now, here's a guy that nobody will ever overwork him. He's a former member of the Assembly, and he's a candidate for Congress. He wants to go to Congress in CD4. That is a huge district. Those of you that live in CD4, and I think, what, Hawthorne and Ely and Mesquite and Pahrump and all kind. I mean, this is a huge, huge district. If you're going to run in CD4, you are going to put a lot of miles on your car. You know, this is not one of those districts where you can walk it. This is a district where you got to get in your car and you got to drive a ways. Tell you what, let's do. Let's see if we can squeeze in a quick call. Can we squeeze? Let's squeeze a quick one in. Judy, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead. I got about a minute. What's up?
Good morning. Good morning, Kevin. I am appalled. These congressmen who are taking our dollars, not doing any work, and they're going home on vacation, gives me a break, especially the Democrats. They've done absolutely nothing but have hearings about stupid stuff that's irrelevant. And I am sick and tired. And if we don't throw all the bastards out, and I know I'm not supposed to say that word, we had better start running for our lives.
I love it. Judy, thank you. I had to cut you off because we're to the end of the hour. Jim Marchant will join us, running for Congress in CD4. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and Local now.
Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
You know, everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop. Ah, authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. Like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and a refreshing drink. It's magnifico. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop, with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah.